In fact, from 1990 to the 2000 census, FGM cases increased by 30%, and this is largely due to the increase in the immigrant population in New York. So it's not getting better, it's getting worse because nobody's addressing it. People come from different cultures and they come with their cultures, but because the parents don't want to leave their cultural practice behind, they actually genitally mutilate their daughters. Right here in the United States, sometimes it's done in the houses because, of course, a lot of times they know it's against the law. And it's done very brutally. A guy was actually arrested several years ago for circumcising his 2-year-old daughter in the bathtub. And that was the first arrest for FGM in the US. But since then, nothing's really been done. A lot of doctors have actually been approached for FGM. They're faced with a dilemma because they know if they don't do it, the parents are going to do it in a more crude way in their houses. And so they start to decide, should I do this even if it's wrong, or should I let this child face more serious danger? So there's that dilemma that physicians are constantly faced with.
Isn't the most effective means education and showing people that it can be
Yes.
harmful?
Yes, the first step that KGEM is going to take as an organization is the educational project, which we're going to work with the USCIS Immigration Services to give us information on the populations that are coming in from those countries that have high prevalence of FGM. We will send them invitation letters to come to a workshop and then start educating them on their health. Then we talk about the normal reproductive system in women and talk about genitally mutilated women and how that is different, how it affects her body, the damages she's causing. And then we talk about the laws in the United States, but we have them gain an understanding about why they should not be doing this. So they come to the realization themselves, and it's not being pushed down their throats per se. And that's how we've actually been successful in different parts of Africa, is getting the people inspired by making decisions themselves, by them realizing there are other ways that you can raise decent girls, decent women that will be marriageable without actually causing harm to their health.
You've also talked about training physicians to help with reconstructive surgery for the girls who've had FGM.
Yes, about 10 years ago, a study started in France with a doctor, Pierre Fordes. He actually developed this technique of clitoral reconstruction, which is the opening up of the scar tissue above the clitoris and exposing the nerves that are still buried under there, and exposing them and putting fresh new tissue over it so that these women can now regain clitoral sensitivity. It's actually been reported that these women have actually been able to experience orgasms sometimes for the first time in their lives, depending on, when the procedure was done to them.
Do you in any ways collaborate with the UN on some of these issues?
We just recently contacted UNFPA because we're in the US right now. They have a mandate to work in only third world countries, so they haven't really been helpful with relation to the work right here in the United States. But definitely, we've started speaking to them about actually partnering with them for the women in the third world countries that we work at to get even more hospitals built so that these women can receive treatment. Of course, the MDG goals is to reduce the maternal and infant mortality. So, of course, they're supportive of that. And I think that we'll have a good partnership in that area.